News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
More than half of all voters say Ireland is going in the wrong direction as a country. That's according to a poll published in the Irish Times this morning. A journalist and commentator, Michael O'Regan, joins us. Michael, I have to say, I'm a bit stunned by this finding. You're less so, I think it's fair to say.
I'm not remotely surprised at all, Shane. I heard your comments earlier about us being wealthier and all that, but I'm not remotely surprised. And by the way, it ties in with other aspects of that Irish Times poll. For instance, a large majority, some 75%, want to see some radical change. And crucially as well, Shane, that poll that is showing that health and housing are the key issues. Now, I think the reason I'm not surprised is that I think that even people who are doing well in society, relatively speaking, are appalled by what's going on in homelessness and in the health services. Particularly, I think, the horror stories that are coming out about the homeless. And they're saying, look, I don't want a society with this kind of thing going on. There are also, there's other problems. For instance, young people with reasonably okay incomes can't afford to buy a house. A modest three-bedroom semi in suburbia is no utopia for a lot of people.
Let's tease some of them out. Homelessness is definitely an issue. I'm not sure there's a country in the Western world where homelessness isn't an issue. New Zealand, a country that's lauded by many people in Ireland, 1% of the population of New Zealand is homeless. This problem is no way unique to Ireland.
Yes, but see, Shane, I must say I'm weary of people, particularly those defending what's going on in the country at the moment, looking abroad or elsewhere, anywhere.
But it's comparative analysis. That's legitimate.
Of course, I know that, and it's reasonable from that point of view. But if we're making the kind of recovery, and we have made a recovery from from the appalling economic crash, we have made a recovery from that. It should bring most of its citizens, with it. Now, inevitably, there'll always be some problems in the health service. There'll be some problems in housing. But if you look back historically at this country, when we were an economic basket case in the early days of the new state, governments built social housing. Sean Lamass's great phrase in the 1960s was, the rising tide would lift all boats. Now, what he meant, of course, was the creation of wealth and jobs would lift all people. But that was from a very, very low economic base.
Yeah.
Now, when we're doing much better, we can't seem to bring the marginalised with us.
No, absolutely. Look, I'm not suggesting, by the way, for a second that there aren't problems. Of course there are problems. I suppose my argument is there always will be problems. And my argument would also be they're a lot less than they were. I mean, you go back to the early days of the state. Go back even 40 years ago. Poverty was much more stark, much more severe than it is now.
Arguably, but that is correct. But you then look at the modern Ireland and you see the appalling situation where there are families, young children, incarcerated in hotel rooms, some of them wandering around the streets during the day, going into Burgerland or whatever, just to kill time. And that's not good enough. And I think people, and I think it's actually, I would argue, Shane, that it's a good reflection on us that the opinion poll is showing this. And I'll tell you why. It means that there's not a kind of selfish pursuit of personal interest, which, unfortunately, was very much part of that hideous Celtic Tiger era.
Is it, though? Or is it a kind of a glum fatalism that we have about this? You know, this kind of displaces a kip that we're very quick to resort to, even though we're probably pretty lucky to live in this country, certainly compared to, and again, to use international comparisons, compared to the vast majority of countries, we're probably quite lucky to live here. And I come back to my the point you heard me making earlier. We're wealthier. We're healthier. We're living a lot longer. We're incredibly well educated. We live in one of in terms of justice, one of the most benign democracies in the world. That's not a bad starting point.
It's not, but I'm not sure, Shane, that I would share your glorification of the country.
It's not glorification. I mean, we do live in a benign democracy. We are wealthier. We are healthier. We are better educated.
We are, all that. But I mean, I would have thought, given that we achieved our independence quite some time back, that we should be making some progress. There is another aspect to this, actually, Shane, I think that might be a factor. That the folk memory of the crash, the economic crash, is still with people. You know, thousands of young people leaving the country at that time to emigrate. Now, okay, it was regulant of the 1950s, different in the sense that those young people were much better educated. They were the Ryanair generation, as distinct from taking the ferry from Dunleary to Holyhead. Yeah. But I think people may be concerned that we might go down that road again. Hence, actually, Pascal Donoghue, as Minister of Finance, was able to achieve the impossible. I know Brexit was a factor, but he brought in a prudent, a very, very prudent budget, which was accepted by a significant number of voters.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is an unease, I think, you see, that, look, let's be careful.
I share that unease. We're a very small, open economy. We're very vulnerable to international events. I absolutely share that unease. I don't think we should be taking anything for granted. But I just think we should appreciate the relatively good times when we have them, no?
Well, we would, but I mean, then, and you can think like that, and then you walk past the GPO, the iconic GPO in central Dublin, and you see the appalling sight of a soup kitchen. And you wonder what in the name of God Pearse and Connolly, and to quote, it's all that delirium of the brave were talking about all those decades ago.
Okay. Michael, it's not the first time we've had this debate, I suspect. It won't be the last time. We've spoken about this a lot in the past. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Michael O'Regan there, political commentator.